The Gemara begins a discussion on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Daled, about the din that we learned in the Mishnah, that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shizman grama. But then the Gemara also mentions a list of mitzvah saseh shizman grama that women are obligated in. And there's a tremendous chiddush from the Ramban. The Ramban says that Sviras Omer is not considered a mitzvah saseh shizman grama. And therefore, women are obligated in Sviras Omer. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that women are potter from Sviras Omer, because Sviras Omer says the Rambam explains the Kesef Mishnah, because obviously the Rambam is of the opinion that Sviras Omer is a mitzvah saseh shizman grama. You only count the Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, it's a mitzvah saseh shizman grama, and women are exempt, as our Gemara indicates, that women are exempt from all mitzvah saseh shizman grama, except those which are explicitly stated in our Gemara that they're not exempt. So, the opinion of the Ramban obviously needs understanding. How can we say that Sviras HaOmer is not a mitzvah saseh shizman grama? Isn't it obvious that Sviras HaOmer is certainly very limited to 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos? The Avni Nezer, of course, points out that the issue is not because Sviras HaOmer is counted by night, because as the Avni Nezer points out, the halacha is that if one did not count the Omer by night, Sviras Omer by night, they can count the Omer, Sviras Omer by day. So that isn't what the question on the Ramban is. The question on the Ramban, however, points out Avni Nezer and all the other Mefarshim, is as we said a moment ago, that Sviras Omer is only counted during those 7 weeks. How do we say, how does the Ramban say it's not a mitzvah saseh shizman grama? So the Direi Cheskel takes an approach. He says that the Ramban's opinion is that the definition of a mitzvah saseh shizman grama is where the day creates the chiyuv, but where the mitzvah could only be done at a certain time, but not because of itself, only because of an external reason, that is not considered a mitzvah saseh shizman grama. To understand the Dvarei Cheskel a little better, he says there's a mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer, and there's a mitzvah of counting the omer until Shavuos. Explains the Dvarei Cheskel. The mitzvah of counting the omer is a separate and distinct mitzvah from the mitzvah of bringing the omer. The mitzvah of bringing the omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, on Tezai Nissan, is what triggers the mitzvah of counting the omer. So therefore, since it's not the mitzvah itself that is a mitzvah saseh shizman grama, it's an external reason that makes it into a mitzvah saseh shizman grama. That's why it's not considered a mitzvah saseh shizman grama. Because let's say, and let's understand what the Dvarei Cheskel is saying. Because let's say the omer would be brought on a different day. Of course, it couldn't be brought on a different day, because the Torah specifically says that the omer should be brought on the second day of Pesach. But if it could be brought on a different day, the counting will be done then. So we see that the counting, the carbon and the mitzvah of counting are two separate mitzvahs, and only when in the mitzvah itself is there a din of groma? Is man groma? Do we say it's a mitzvah to say shizman groma? Which really is a very fundamental question in understanding the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Do we say that the counting of the Omer is connected to the Karban Omer, or is counting the Omer separate? Is counting the Omer a new and separate mitzvah that the counting of 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos? The Ramban is obviously of the opinion that counting the Omer is connected to the Karban Omer. So if counting the Omer is connected to the Karban Omer, but it's not the Karban Omer itself, as we just finished explaining, we have a beautiful explanation as why you could, the Ramban will hold that counting the Omer is not a mitzvah seishes man grom. According to the Rambam, however, the counting of the counting Sfiras Omer is a whole new halacha. The counting of the Sfiras Omer is a preparation from Pesach to Shavuos that we counted from when we left Mitzrayim until looking forward to Shavuos, the day we received the Torah. So it has nothing to do with the Karban Omer, and that's why the Rambam, this machlokes, is connected to another shaila. At least, this is the way some explain. I saw some explain differently. If you hold that counting the Omer is connected to the Karban Omer, so counting Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh would not be a mitzvah daraisa, because we don't have a Karban Omer. But if we hold that counting the Omer is separate, just to count from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalas HaTorah, that we, of course, still have b'zman hazeh, and therefore, it would be a mitzvah daraisa b'zman hazeh. So it could be that this question of count is Sfiras Omer a mitzvah seishes man groma, like the opinion of the Rambam, or is counting the Omer not a mitzvah seishes man groma, like the opinion of the Ramban, according to the Divrei Yecheskel, would be connected to the question if Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah daraisa or mitzvah derabbanan. The Avnei Nezer in Shalos Hatshuva Simon Shin Pei Dalet has a different approach to this question. He says that the chiyuv of Sfiras Omer, as we just learned, is connected to Pesach. As the Pasuk says, Usfatum lechem mimachras haShabbos, which means from the second day of Pesach. And since women are obligated in the mitzvah of Pesach, matzah maror, so since the Sfira is very connected to the to Pesach, women who are obligated in Pesach and its mitzvahs are obligated in the Sfira according to the Ramban. Particularly, says the Avnei Nezer, if we follow the approach of the Chinuch, that women are also mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. And I saw that the Sefer River of Ephraim brings a very nice raya to the opinion of the Ramban, to the opinion of the Avnei Nezer, because he makes a point. He asks that all the Mefarshim ask, so why don't we make a Shekhiyanu? Why don't we make a Shekhiyanu when we start counting the Omer? It's a mitzvah that comes once a year. So the first night that we start counting the Omer, the Sfiras Omer, shouldn't we make a Shekhiyanu? So some suggest that the reason a Shekhiyanu is not made on the counting of Sfiras Omer, because if you're going to make a bracha on the first night, and then you're going to end up not counting all 49 days, it'll turn out that the Shekhiyanu was a bracha of Atala. It's a very difficult answer to accept, because we know the halacha is, and we're going to discuss this actually in this in our shir as well, that if you count every night, then you make a bracha every night, the bracha of Sfiras Omer. But let's say you miss a night, then you don't make a bracha. So the same question: how can I make a bracha? Shouldn't I be concerned that I'm going to miss a night? So we see that Chazal weren't concerned for that. So what is the reason? So we're back to our question: what is indeed the reason that a Shachiyanu was not made for counting Sfiras Haimer? The answer is that we rely on, since as we just learned from Davni Nezer, that the mitzvah of Sfiras Haimer is connected to the mitzvah of Pesach, and for the mitzvah of Pesach, we obviously do make a Shachiyanu at the beginning of the Seder. That Shachiyanu goes on the mitzvah of Sfiras Haimer as well. If that's the case, it's very geschmack. Women who are also, as we just learned, certainly involved in the mitzvah of Pesach, they have to be also involved in the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The advantage of this pshat of the Avni Nezer is that even if you hold that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is not specifically connected to the Korban Omer, Bezman Hazeh, for example, where we don't have a Korban Omer, we've still been able to explain why the Ramban would say that women are obligated to count the Sfiras Haimer. However, the big nafka mina between this pshat and the Divrei Cheskos pshat is that according to the Ramban said, it seems, that Sfiras is not a mitzvah sasayishas magroma. And the Divrei Cheskos gave an explanation how to understand that. According to Avni Nezer, it's not that the Ramban is holding that Sfiras Haimer is not a mitzvah sasayishas magroma. He's holding it is a mitzvah sasayishas magroma, but it's in the category of mitzvah sasayishas magroma that women are obligated. And also, it still won't be difficult. So why in our Gemara, when the Gemara identifies all the mitzvah sasayishas magroma that women are obligated in, why didn't the Gemara identify this mitzvah sasayishas magroma as well? The answer is very geschmack, because it was. Since the Gemara mentioned matzah, this is in the same category of matzah. The Sefer Kuntrasei Shiurim from Rav Gustman has a different explanation. He says that what's the definition of a mitzvah sasayishas magroma? He says when the mitzvah is only able to be done at certain times. The examples that we've learned, tefillin can only be worn by day, not by night, not Shabbos. All the dalaminin, shofar, they're all mitzvahs that can only be done. They're all mitzvahs that only can be done at certain times. He says, but there's a different category of zman when we speak about a mitzvah. It's a case where the zman is the mitzvah. Sfiras Haimer, it's not that I only could count Sfiras Haimer at certain times during the year. It's much deeper than that. Sfiras Haimer is only during these 7 weeks. Since the entire mitzvah is to count only during the weeks of between Pesach and Shavuos, and any other time there is no ability, that is not called a mitzvah sasayishas magroma. And that's why he explains why women are obligated in Simchas Yontif. Isn't Simchas Yontif a mitzvah sasayishas magroma? He says that's not called a mitzvah sasayishas magroma. A mitzvah sasayishas magroma, he says, is only where the zman causes the mitzvah. But where the zman is the mitzvah, that isn't called a mitzvah sasayishas magroma. There's another approach that I saw, going back to something that we discussed a little earlier, is there's a question if counting the Omer, Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have the carbon Omer, is it a deraisa derabbanan? And there are those that want to suggest that the mitzvahs, that this exception that we say, mitzvahs aseishas man groma, is only by mitzvahs deraisa, not by mitzvahs derabbanan. So if you hold that mitzvahs aseishas man groma are, if you say mitzvahs aseishas man groma, that it's a deraisa, So it's a mitzvah that says man, groma, and women are exempt. If you say drabonon, the exemption of mitzvah says man, groma wasn't said by mitzvah drabonon, and therefore we don't have that exemption. Another pshat that I saw is that any mitzvah that involves just counting, a beautiful pshat, that any mitzvah that involves just counting is not called the mitzvah seishas man groma. And I think we can learn pshat like this. There's a very famous Avodram. The Avodram explains why are women exempt from mitzvah seishas man groma. So the Avodram explains, because since women have to do whatever their husbands, they're obligated to their husbands and family before they're obligated to doing anything else. So if there's another mitzvah that's not limited to her time, so she won't do the mitzvah now because she's obligated to her husband and family, but when she'll have time, she'll do the mitzvah. But a mitzvah is a seishas man groma, which by definition can only be performed at certain times. We can't say such a svara, because she only can do the mitzvah at this time. And her obligation to her husband and family comes before everything else. That's the famous Avodram in explaining the exemption of women to mitzvahs as seishas man groma. So when is that understandable? That's understandable by a mitzvah that involves doing something. You have to blow the shofar. You have to take dalaminim. And a woman, she may not be able to do that because she has to be busy with her family. But when we speak about counting, you could count and it won't interfere. It won't interfere with anything else that you're doing for your family. Since it won't interfere with anything else that she's doing for her family, so those mitzvahs that say she's man groma, women are not exempt. So therefore, since counting the omer is such a type of a mitzvah to say, says man groma, that's why the Ramban says that women are not exempt from the mitzvah to say she's man groma of counting sphere. But there's really another point to add to the shiur. There's a very big machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. Could a woman make a bracha on a mitzvah to say she's man groma, that she's not exempt, she's not obligated to do the mitzvah, because she still make, if she wants to do the mitzvah, does she make a bracha? The Rambam says the women don't make a bracha, mitzvah say she's man groma, even if they want to do the mitzvah. There's a machlokes to understanding why. Some say because they can't say it's a shail of a bracha levatala. Others say, how could she say v'tzivanu when she wasn't told to do the mitzvah? That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah paskins, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that even if women are exempt from mitzvah seishas man groma, they could still make a bracha if they perform a mitzvah seishas man groma. They can make a bracha on dalaminim if they take the dalaminim. They can make a bracha on sukkah if they sit in the sukkah. So now we have a very interesting discussion. Can women, they have this machloikus Ramban and Rambam. So even if we pass like the Rambam, that women are exempt from mitzvah sfiras omer, a woman accepts upon herself to make the brach, to do the mitzvah. Can she do it or not? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, she shouldn't be able to make that bracha. Svardim, if a woman who follows the mitzvah of Sfiris wants to accept upon herself the mitzvah Sfiris Omer, still according to the Svardim, she can't make a bracha because you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah, so say, Shazman Groma, even if they accept it upon themselves. According to the Ramah, that would not be a concern. But the other issue, which is raised by the Mishnah Brura, is if a woman, and that's why the Mishnah Brura says women don't count Sfiras Omer, if there's a concern that the woman won't count every night, going back to what we discussed a couple of moments ago, because she's preoccupied with her family and she's busy with doing whatever her family needs, then she doesn't have a heter, then she shouldn't count. But again, that isn't limited to women, I think. It should be by men as well. If a man knows, which is not the subject of this year, let's say a man knows, getting into the beginning of the Omer, that he won't be able to count all 49 days. Let's say he knows he's going to have a surgery, and while he has the surgery, he's going to be incapacitated for a while, and he'll miss a day. So what would be the halacha by a man? So la halacha la maisa, certainly if a woman wants to count the sphira, she could count the sphira every night. If she's certain, or she's quite certain, that she's going to be able to remember every night and make a bracha, certainly according to Ramban, if you follow the opinion of the Rama, she should be able to make a bracha. However, because this is a very big shaila, as we're learning, if women are obligated in the mitzvah sfiras haomer or not obligated in the mitzvah sfiras haomer, a woman should not be moitzi a man with sfiras haomer, because she may not have a chiyuv, and he may indeed have a chiyuv.